Art. Kennst du das Bild? Die Straße voll kämpferischer Menschen und unter ihnen rollt der Lora-Bus und berichtet live aus der Bewegung für die Bewegung. Zu unserem 40-Jährigen ist es Zeit, einen eigenen Bus anzuschaffen mit eingebautem Studio. Hilf uns dabei, unser Crowdfunding läuft. Lasst uns gemeinsam Kämpfe verbinden und Isolation durchbrechen. Spende jetzt auf studiobus.lora.ch und hilf uns, Stimmen von der Straße direkt zu teilen.
Love. This is a story about Maggie, who is the author's avatar, played by Emma Appleton. She is 24 and she has just arrived to London. So she is sharing the place, bit of a dodgy house in Camden, with three more friends. One is her best friend, Birdie, who she grew up with. You know, it's almost like her sister. And another two friends are the friends from their university. So somebody that they both know for a while, but not as good as Maggie and Birdie. So what happens, many things happen, and it's kind of a typical story of the 24-year-olds. There is a friendship, great nights out, bad first dates, worse one-night stands, and so on. So many good and bad things happen, but they're mostly really funny and quirky. Again, another show that I find really quirky and interesting, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching, actually, the girls. The casting is really excellent. Maggie, who is played by Emma Appleton, is awesome, but also Belle Polley, who is playing Birdie, Ali Odofin, who is playing Amara, and Marley Sew, who is playing Nell. It's really great to see these young actresses in this role. I think China Mo Young and Julia Ford did also a great job with the direction. And I really like seeing Jill Halfpenny in the role of the Maggie's boss in the show, who is actually excellent and super funny and another great choice for the show. The show has lots of element of the things that are happening to you when you're 20-something. And there is also that moment when you are growing up and when maybe a certain structure and the friendships are not working anymore simply because you are all changing. And I think the show captures this really, really well in the way that it's entertaining, but also relatable. One of the great things in the show, it's of course the music. Now, obviously we are not talking about the 80s music in here. Since the show is happening in 2012, it is more of the music from that time. And they are really a great list of songs that this show features. Some of them are my favorites. Some of them are some that I discovered through the show. And others are just ones that I haven't heard in ages. But honestly, I probably know the lyrics from most of the songs featuring the show. Now, this is no wonder because the music supervisor of the show was Ian Cook. Ian Cook is an award-winning and Emmy-nominated freelance music supervisor who did many great things in a TV and film. Most notable, he supervised the BAFTA-winning feature documentary Amy. Then recently, It's a Sin as well, the five-part drama about love and friendship in the 80s during the rise of AIDS virus. He also did the supervision for The Night Manager, for The Luther, for Dr. Foster, and many, many more. And thankfully, he was involved and he helped actually Dolly curate this list. One of the things that I read about the show is that Dolly actually wanted to feature different songs, like a bit of Rolling Stones, a bit of Marvin Gaye, and so on. But the problem was that she couldn't afford it. So they had to figure out and create the song list that on one side they could afford, but on the other hand would fit the vibe of the show and represent the time when the show is happening and the experiences that mostly Maggie is going through, but also the experience of Maggie through her friendship with Birdie, and some of the songs are really related to their growing up and the times when they were really the closest people in the world. So I think because Dolly couldn't afford more expensive songs, that this list that she created is really phenomenal. And this is what I'm going to leave you with tonight. All of the songs that I'm playing in tonight's show are not featured in exact same way as they are in the TV series. So it's the same thing for Everything I Know About Love. So I kind of put them in the order that works for me. And obviously, I also had to do a bit of a selection. Tonight's show, it's anyway going to be longer, but I still had to limit it to some decent time. The first song that I'm going to start with is from The Optimist, the New Young Pony Club album. This group today is called only NYPC, but back in the day when they were New Young Pony Club, I absolutely loved them. The Optimist was my favorite album. The song is called We Want To. And actually, I had a pleasure to interview Tahita from the New Young Pony Club at the time when they just released the album. Some of the other songs that are featured today are also really cool. There is a Little Dragon, there is Metronomy, Cults. There is a song from Grimes, from my favorite album from Grimes, Visions. Actually, I think this is the album that brought her into the focus. This was long ago, long before she got connected with the Elon Musk. And the song that is featuring is The Oblivion. I also had a pleasure to interview Grimes after she released this album, and she was like the sweetest girl to interview. New Young Pony Club is probably one of my first interviews, or one of the first few interviews that I did, so that was also special from this point. But Grimes, considering that at that time already this album was really big, was exceptionally humble and sweet, and it was beauty to interview her. So there are really great songs in here, like Sugar Babes, Overload, or Manhattan from Cat Power, or Moloko and Sing It Back. I hope you will really enjoy this. And obviously, after the show is aired and the podcast is uploaded, I'm going to share with you as well the playlist of all the songs that play today, as well as the Spotify and a Deezer playlist that you can just listen to without listening to me telling you about this show. With this, I'm going to say good night. You were listening to Gimme a Beat. My name is a DJ Baby Monster, and until the next time. Fun.
got this in pocket. Got battle, I am gonna use it. Intention. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs. Gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Oh, du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Bon alors, un peu de musique pour se mettre en train. Je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je trouve plus ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un disque pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Non, mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge?
I was guilty.
again. Love, I'm in love again. Love, I'm in love again.